This is the Sakar Merli of the 22nd of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, this is the most valuable time for you. At this time, you become the Father's full helpers. The children who become helpers claim a high status. Question. What excuses must serviceable children not make? Answer. You serviceable children must never make the excuse, Baba, it is cold here, or it is hot here, and therefore I cannot do service here. Do not become sensitive when it is a little hot or cold. It shouldn't be that you're unable to tolerate anything. In this land of sorrow, you have to tolerate everything. Happiness and sorrow, heat and cold, praise and defamation. Don't make excuses. Song. Have patience, O mind. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. Only you children know what happiness and sorrow are. Only you Brahmins know, number-wise according to the efforts you make, about when you receive happiness and when you receive sorrow in this life. This is now a world of sorrow. You have to tolerate happiness and sorrow, praise and defamation, everything. Now just for a short time longer. You have to go beyond all of that. When some feel a little hot, they say, I want to go where it is cooler. Now, whether it is hot or cold, you children now have to do service. This little discomfort at present is nothing new. This is a land of sorrow. In order to go to that land of happiness, you children now have to make full effort. This is your most valuable time. Excuses cannot be made. The Father is speaking to the serviceable children. Those who don't know how to do service are of no use at all. The Father has come here to make not just Bharat, but the whole world into a land of happiness. So you Brahmin children have to become the Father's helpers. The Father has come, and you must therefore follow his directions. Bharat that used to be heaven is now hell. It has to be made into heaven again. You now know this too. The Golden Age is a kingdom of pure kings. They were happy. Later on, they became impure kings. By donating in the name of God, they also receive strength. At the present, it is government by the people. None of them can serve Bharat. Only the one unlimited Father serves Bharat and the whole world. The Father now says to you children, sweet children, now become my helpers. He explains with so much love. The children who are soul conscious understand him. How could body conscious children help him? They are trapped in the chains of Maya. The Father has now given you the direction to liberate everyone from the chains of Maya, from the chains of the gurus. This is your business. The Father says those who help me well will claim a good status. The Father himself personally says, because I am ordinary, no one knows me accurately as I am or what I am. The Father makes us into the masters of the world. They don't know this. No one knows that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world. You now understand how they gained that kingdom and how they then lost it. The intellects of people are totally degraded. The Father has now come to open the lock on everyone's intellect, to change everyone's intellect from stone to diamond. Baba says, now become my helpers. People speak of God's helpers, but they themselves don't become God's helpers. God tells whomever he makes pure to make others pure like themselves. Follow Srimat. The Father has come to make you into the pure residence of heaven. You Brahmin children know that this is a land of death. Suddenly, whilst just sitting somewhere, people die. Therefore, before that happens, why should we not make effort to claim the full inheritance from the Father and make our future lives? When people reach their age of retirement, they believe that they should become occupied in performing devotion. Until the time they reach their stage of retirement, they earn a lot of money, etc. It is now the stage of retirement of all of you. Therefore, why should you not become a helper of the Father? Ask your heart whether you have become a helper of the Father. Serviceable children are very well known. They make very good effort. By staying in yoga, you are able to do service. You have to purify the whole world with the power of remembrance. You have become the instruments to purify the whole world. A pure world is definitely needed for you. Therefore, the old world is to be destroyed. Now tell everyone, renounce body consciousness. Only remember the one Father. He alone is the purifier. Everyone remembers him. Sages and holy men, etc., signal upwards with a finger and say that there is only the one Supreme Soul and that he alone bestows happiness on everyone. Although people speak of God or the Supreme Soul, none of them knows him. Some continue to remember Ganesh, the elephant god, and some Hanuman, the monkey god, and some their own guru. You now know that all of that belongs to the path of devotion. Path of devotion continues for half of each cycle. The great rishis and munis have all been saying neti nati, neither this nor that. We neither know the creator nor the creation. The Father says they are not Trikaldashi, seers of the three aspects of time. Only the one Father is the seed, the ocean of knowledge. He comes into Bharat. People celebrate Shiv Janti, the birth of Shiva, and also Gita Janti, the birth of the Gita. They remember Krishna, but they don't know Shiva. Shiv Baba says, only I am the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. No one would say this about Krishna. A very good picture is, who is the God of the Gita? The Father has all of these pictures created for the benefit of all the children. Write the complete praise of Shiv Baba. Everything depends on this. Everyone who comes down from up above is pure. No one can return home without becoming pure. The main thing is to become pure. That is a pure land where all the souls reside. Whilst playing your parts here, you have become impure. those who were the most pure have become impure. All name and trace of the deity religion has disappeared. The name of the deity religion was changed to the Hindu religion. Only you claim the kingdom of heaven and then lose it. This is a play about defeat and victory. Those who are defeated by Maya are defeated by everything, and those who overcome Maya win everything. People spend so much money on creating a huge effigy of Ravan. Then they destroy it in one day. He is an enemy. That is like playing with dolls. They also create an image of Shiv Baba. They worship it and then break it up. In the same way, they create images of the goddesses and then sink them. They don't understand anything. You children now know the unlimited history and geography and how this world cycle turns. No one else knows about the golden and silver ages. The idols that they have created of the deities are defamatory. The father explains, "Sweet children, in order to become the masters of the world, you must follow the precautions that the father gives you. Prepare food in a state of remembrance. Eat it in remembrance." The father himself says, "Remember me, and you will once again become the masters of the world." The Father has also come once again. You must now become complete masters of the world. Follow the Mother and Father. It cannot be just the Father. Sannyasis say that all of them are the Father. They do this by saying that each soul is the Supreme Soul. That is wrong. Both the mother and father here are making effort. The saying, "follow the mother and father," refers to here. You now know that those who were the masters of the world were pure and that they are now impure. They are becoming pure once again. We are also following his Srimat and attaining that status. He is giving directions through this one. We have to follow those directions. Some of you don't follow them, but simply sweeten your mouths by saying, "Baba, Baba." Only those who follow his directions are called worthy children. You know that by following Mama and Baba, you will go into the kingdom. This is a matter of understanding. The Father simply says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." That's it. Simply explain to others how they became impure whilst taking 84 births and that they now have to become pure again. The more you stay in remembrance, the purer you will become. Those who stay in remembrance a great deal will go to the new world first. You also have to make others similar to yourselves. Mama and Baba cannot go to explain at exhibitions. When an important visitor comes from abroad, so many people gather to see who has come. This one is so incognito. The Father says, "I speak through the body of Brahma. I am responsible for this child. You must always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is speaking and teaching you. You must only see Shiv Baba and not this one. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, the Supreme Soul. I am a soul. Each soul has an entire part within him. Turn this knowledge around in your intellects. If you only have worldly things in your intellects, it means that you have not understood anything. They are totally degraded. However, even such people still have to be benefited. They will go to heaven, but they won't claim a high status. They will experience punishment and then return home. The Father has explained how you can claim a high status. First, become those who spin the discus of self-realization and also make others do that. Become firm yogis and also make others that. The Father says, remember me. You then say, Baba, we forget. Aren't you ashamed? There are many who don't speak the truth. Many forget. The Father has explained, give anyone who comes the Father's introduction. The cycle of 84 births is now ending, and we have to return home. It is said, when Rama went, Ravan also went. The meaning of this is very simple. It must definitely also be at this confluence age that there are the families of both Rama and Ravan. You also know that everyone is to be destroyed, and that only a very few will remain. As you continue to move along, you will come to know how you are to receive your kingdom. You would not be told everything at the start. It wouldn't be a play otherwise. You have to watch it as detached observers. You will continue to have visions. No one else in the world knows the cycle of 84 births. You children now have it in your intellects that you are to return home. And you are now taking leave from the kingdom of Ravan. You will then go into your own kingdom. Very few days remain. This cycle continues to turn. You have been around this cycle many times. The Father now says, forget all your karmic bondages in which you have been trapped. Whilst living at home with your families, continue to forget them. This play is now coming to an end. We now have to return home. Only after the Mahabharat war do the gates to heaven open. This is why Baba said, the name Gateway to Heaven is very good. Some say that these wars have always existed. Ask them, when did the war with missiles take place? This war of missiles will be the last one. This sacrificial fire was also created when this war took place 5,000 years ago. This old world is now to be destroyed. A new kingdom is being established. You are studying this spiritual study in order to claim your kingdom. Your business is spiritual business. Physical knowledge is not going to be of any use to you. Even the scriptures will be of no use to you. Therefore, why not engage yourself in this business? The Father is making you into the masters of the world. Think about which study you should engage yourself in. Those people study just to obtain a degree, whereas you study for a kingdom. There is the difference of day and night. In those studies, you don't know whether you will even receive a few peanuts or not. When someone leaves his body, he also leaves the peanuts behind. This study will go with you. Death is standing over your heads. Therefore, before that happens, you should earn a full income. Whilst you continue to earn this income, the world will be destroyed. When your study finishes, destruction will take place. You know that all human beings only have a few peanuts in their fists. They are holding on to them like monkeys. You are now claiming jewels. Renounce your attachment to those few peanuts. When they understand everything clearly, they will let go of the handful of peanuts. Everything here is to turn to dust. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dharma 1. You have to study and teach this spiritual study. Fill your hands with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Do not waste your time in chasing after peanuts. 2. The play is now coming to an end. Therefore, liberate yourself from your karmic bondages. Spin the discus of self-realization and enable others to do the same. Follow the mother and father and claim a right to a royal status. Blessing. May you be an elevated server and finish any account of waste by checking every thought. An elevated server is one whose every thought is powerful. Let not a single thought be wasteful, because a server means one who acts on the world stage. The whole world is copying you, so if you waste one thought, you don't just waste it for yourself, but you also become an instrument for many others. Therefore, now finish the account of any waste and become an elevated server. Slogan: as well as an atmosphere of service, also create an unlimited attitude of disinterest. Aviat signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. The confluence age is the age to remain combined. You cannot become separated from the Father. You are companions for all the time. To stay constantly with the Father means to remain constantly content. The Father and you are constantly combined, and the power of your combined form is a great power with which you can carry out 1,000 tasks instead of one task, because the Father with 1,000 arms is with you. Om Shanti.